This remarkable, sometimes incoherent transcript illustrates a phantasmagoria of fear, terror, grief, exultation, and finally breakdown. Its highlights have been compressed on this recording to make their own disquieting points. It is 9:30 p.m., 1 hour after the participants have eaten sugar cubes saturated with LSD. We hear Brian and his fellow travelers observing their gradual transformation. Using his friends by chewing on some plastic flash bulbs. man's mood is gradually changing. He orders all of his friends into another room, closes the door. He sits alone on the wooden floor, visible only by the dim light shining from the bathroom. He talks to himself. The time is now 1 a.m. Ryan is unable to snap his fingers and terminate the trip, which continues. Sobs as his joy turns to fear. We'll be right back. Brian's rocky journey ended 12 hours after it so innocently had begun. He was shattered by it.
This young man never had a bummer in some 33 LSD trips. Every one of them was a delight. Everything under control. He needed only to snap his fingers, and down he came any time. But on voyage 34, he finally met himself coming down an up staircase, and the encounter was crushing.
LSD trip is a pilgrimage far out beyond your normal mind into that risky and revelatory territory which has been explored for thousands of years. Mystics and visionary philosophers.
Well, I never think of when I'm 20 or when I'm 21. I think tomorrow. Or this minute. And hope there's tomorrow. Because I don't like what's going on in the world. I'm scared of that. More than drugs. I'm not afraid of them. I'm just scared.
Told that perhaps a million Americans, most of them young people, have made the LSD experience part of their lives. Is this a social menace and a cause for alarm? I don't think so. I see nothing less than the speedy evolution of a new indigenous religion. Thank you. alchemist knows that the temple of worship is the human body, that the shrine must be located not in a public place, but in the privacy of your own home, and that the congregation cannot extend beyond your family and your closest friends.
Thank you.
soap and out you go, you know, towel off. It was just, oh wow, you know, it was like a caress, you know, kind of, and you could really feel the hot and the cold. You feel hot and cold, you know, and each little drop that came out was a different one, you know. It wasn't, I don't think the water must mix inside. It must come out hot and cold or something, because you could feel hot and cold water. It was really groovy. I guess the word for it is essential, you know, just your body is, oh, it grooves, you know.
Psychedelics are stimulators of ideas and feelings. That generally, these ideas and feelings would express themselves constructively rather than violently and destructively. If it were possible during a riot to spray small doses of LSD from an helicopter, people would soon quieten.
We'll be right back. Is this trip really necessary?